I'm Emmanuel Berry, in for Mark Bayshore. This is Current State. For many years, the Wharton Center for Performing Arts at MSU has announced its schedule for the coming year with a big story in the Sunday paper. Patrons are especially anxious to know what shows will be in East Lansing next year, and Current State's Scott Pohl is here with the first of two Wharton Center previews. Scott, why is the schedule coming out in two parts this year?
Well, in the past, they've put the schedule out in a big splashy Sunday paper story, and everybody looked forward to that. It was always a little frustrating for us because we had to wait until Monday to talk about it. Well, it's a little different this year. Last night, the Wharton Center had a donor event, and part of the fun for the donors that were there was that they took the wraps off part of next year's schedule. They were kind enough to let me in on the secret recently with a few staff interviews. We'll have the rest of next year's schedule 2 weeks from now. For now, though, we're going to talk about the Broadway series, which gets the most attention. So I started there by talking with marketing director Diane Wilcox about the first Broadway show on next year's schedule, Once.
Yes, we're very excited to open our Broadway season with Once, which actually started out as a film in 2007, very, very well received. And the show itself, the musical, won 8 Tony Awards. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece about an Irish musician and an Eastern European immigrant that he meets and what she brings out in him in terms of his talent and his ability to excel as a musician.
It was a small film. I know it was a big hit on Broadway, but a small film. A lot of people aren't really familiar with anything about Once other than the song Falling Slowly.
That's true. That's very, very true. It became sort of a cult hit, and it was one of those movies that just sort of never disappeared. And the show itself, though, the music came from John Carney, who was the original writer of the film, and they took the story of the film, the love story, the sort of anti-love story that is in the film, and brought it to the stage. And it's absolutely magnificent. It's staged in a very unusual manner, and it features a lot of musicians who then also are actors. They started with musicians as opposed to starting with actors in terms of casting the show. Absolutely magnificent. It launched in late 2013 in Rhode Island, and this is it's a very successful tour. We're really excited to have it be the first one to open the season.
A Broadway revival that people will be excited to hear is going to be at the Wharton Center. Annie will be here in December.
That's right. We're really, really excited to bring it back. It's one of those shows that our audiences can't seem to get enough of. And it's been a while since it's been here. And so we're talking a whole new generation of both girls and boys to enjoy this show. So we're very excited to bring Annie back.
And lastly, we're going to talk about Kinky Boots, which will be at the Wharton Center next May. Maybe the biggest show that you're bringing to town?
Absolutely. The winner of the Tony Award for the Best Musical last year. This show also, Cyndi Lauper, won the Tony Award for the score. The choreography is Tony Award winning from Jerry Mitchell. And this the story is absolutely magnificent, Kinky Boots, which is the story of a shoe manufacturer that's, at least 100 years old, and they're finding they're hitting hard times. They only manufacture men's shoes. And the way that they revive themselves is by creating special shoes and boots for transvestite performers. And it becomes this great, wonderful, fun, empowering show. It's delightful.
I'm Ryan Clute, Marketing Manager for Wharton Center.
And Ryan, we're going to talk about the dance programming that's coming to Wharton Center. Let's start with the Dance Theater of Harlem. They'll be here in November.
Yes, they are. They will be. Dance Theater of Harlem is a hot, young, reimagined company. They're celebrating over 45 years as a groundbreaking dance ensemble. We're very excited to be presenting them this year. They are they're really known for their physical discipline, and you'll definitely see that on stage live. It's a group of 18 dancers, and they will be performing some of Dance Theater of Harlem's hallmark works.
That's November 12th, and then 3 days later, some of the dancers that people who watch the dancing shows on TV will be familiar with will be here. They're just 3 days apart.
That's right. Pros from Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance are coming together on one stage. There will also be international dance champions. They're all competing against each other, and the great thing is the audience gets to pick the winner, which is very exciting. It's topped off with glamorous sets. There's fantastic costumes. There's group numbers. And what's also really exciting as well, it's hosted by Alan Thicke, obviously, of Growing Pains fame and songwriting fame.
Robin Thicke's dad,
and also the 10-season Dancing with the Stars pro, Edita Slawinska. So Dancing with the Stars fans will definitely know that name right off the bat.
A busy week for dance fans.
Indeed, right, just 3 days apart.
I'm Burke Goldstein, director of the MSU Federal Credit Union Institute for Arts and Creativity here at Wharton.
Bert, I want you to tell me about Julian Sands coming to town in a program called A Celebration of Harold Pinter. This is also in November.
Correct. I think one of the real treasures of the Wharton Center is the Peasant Theater. This was a theater that was designed for the spoken word, for classical theater. It was designed after, you know, the Stratford Festival, the Guthrie, those stages that had these great thrust stages. Audiences love being close to the actors. And so in the last couple of years, we've been developing theater in that space. And I don't think there's a greater match for this in the coming season than Julian Sands, this brilliant film and theater actor, coming in to do the poetry of Harold Pinter. This is a piece directed by John Malkovich, and it really honors the spirit of this brilliant, brilliant writer. And we're just very excited for him to come in and do this. I think it'll be a very engaging performance. What's interesting about the performance, it's not just Julian Sands getting up and doing one poem after another. There is a slight story to it. Apparently, Pinter wrote a lot of poems to his wife, and it sort of follows their relationship. So this does have a kind of a storyline to it. And I think it will be just a wonderful evening of theater and the celebration of this brilliant, brilliant writer.
Is this a one-man show?
It is a one-man show, yes. And he does this all over the country. He does it in between his film gigs. And he does about 7 or 8 performances a year, so we're very lucky to be able to get it into the season.
Ryan, next February we have the Hot Sardines. I have to confess I'm not familiar with the Hot Sardines, but I love the name.
They are a great name, and they are. It comes from the French influence of their frontwoman. And Hot Sardines are a phenomenal hot jazz group. They're steeped in sultry stride piano, and they're the kind of music that Louis Armstrong, Django Reinhardt, and Fats Waller used to make. It's straight-up foot-stomping jazz. It's a lot of fun. They're coming out of the New York hot jazz scene, which is really on fire right now. So it's going to be great. It'll be a roof-raising performance, I think.
All right. Being Michigan State University's news and classical music station, it's nice to be able to wrap up our segment here today by talking about next April's visit to campus. Itzhak Perlman will be here.
Itzhak Perlman almost needs no introduction. He is really, he's a legend in classical music. He's the reigning virtuoso of the violin. He has a joy for music making that really speaks to audiences. His musicianship, his artistry, it's a delight to watch, to listen to experience, and it's one I'm very excited to hear next year.
Well, that's about half of the Wharton Center schedule for 2014-15. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with the other half. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.